Now, in keeping with the nonsensical year, which is 2020, ABC News anchor Pamela Medlin won a baking competition originally designed for the radio team. She was a late entry to our Legends in the Baking Chocolate Cake competition and managed to take out first place on Wednesday morning. Have a listen.
Pamela, do you want to come and talk?
Oh, I'll join you radio presenters.
Come and talk.
Radio presenter competition.
Pamela Medlin, like...
I've got an actual trophy.
Yeah.
This is the best day of my life, guys.
I'm really pleased for you. You were confident going into it, weren't you?
Look, I actually wasn't because, you know...
You trash-talked me at the fridge like half an hour ago,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's because yours looks like a fruit salad, not a chocolate cake.
And it did. It had so many raspberries on top, really hairy raspberries. And I walked past Russ's desk with my daughter Bonnie and he was just assembling them with his unclean hands, although he claimed they were clean. Anyway, let's just remember that two non-bakers... took out the other two places. I know this wasn't given as much press, but Gillian O'Shaughnessy took out second and I got third place. As you know, we asked you to send your favourite recipes in to us and Annie Dale of Margaret River had me at Dutch cocoa and almond meal. I bought a loose bottom cake tin because I can feel its pain and made my very first cake complete with ganache and freehand ABC logo in vanilla icing. To protect this creation from my enthusiastic toddler, I put a clear salad bowl over the top and declared to my colleagues that it was symbolic of the hard border closure. The plate I put it on was gold, but we ended up with bronze. I have my legend in the baking, Annie, on the line. Good morning, Annie.
Oh, good morning, Christine.
You are a legend to me. I have never been so thrilled to come third. Thank you for having faith in me and for taking the time to write out your recipe.
Oh, that was fantastic. I was so thrilled when I heard that you got third because I didn't realise.
Because it wasn't publicised. I went back through all of the audio. I realised that Lockie from North Street Store said it after we stopped recording because the only thing that was important in that moment was the winner. But it's just as good to come second or third. And you sent me a photo of the original recipe. And I tell you what, it's one well-loved piece of paper, Annie.
Disgusting.
That's one way to put it. What's the story behind it?
Oh, I was just thinking before, it goes way back to 1977, I think, and my girls used to go to Castlemaine to go to Pony Club, and they used to stay with this wonderful lady called Mary Johnson, and of course they'd come in starving after Pony Club, and she'd make them do all the chores and brush down the horses, and they were so hungry. Always she had this wonderful chocolate cake, apparently, and my younger daughter, Alice, said, Mum, you've got to get Mary's recipe. So I was looking at the writing, and I think it's her writing, and so she wrote it down for me, and I've been making it ever since for all sorts of people in all sorts of situations, you know.
Because this piece of paper is quite water-stained, you know, it's got the pen and it's kind of running a little bit. But what is written in the top right corner, Annie?
Oh, it's got Mary J, which is her name, and then it's got classic. And then someone's written, and I think it's my writing, it says, I guess we liked this one.
Yeah, we liked this one. My husband bought some triple cream or whatever it's called and we've been eating it all week and I'm looking down at my my belly hanging over the chair, but it was worth it. And Lockie from North Street Store said he loved your recipe because it was rustic and I don't know if it was meant to be. I didn't sift the flour. It looked like a marble cake, my bad. But what is it about this recipe that you love, Annie?
Well, I cut down on the sugar because the original one, looking at it here, had 1.5 cups of sugar. You do not need that much sugar in a cake, I don't think, because I'm a sugar Nazi.
Yes.
And so I brought it back down to 1 cup of sugar. And I think the Dutch cocoa definitely makes a richer cake.
Yes. Yes.
And
the Dutch cocoa was worth finding. Yes.
Yes, yes. And then the, what was it, the almond meal.
Yeah.
I put that in about 3/4 of a cup because it makes a really nice, moist cake.
It does. It does. And, you know, ours was the only one that had almond meal in it. I know that Pamela Medlin gravitated towards her cake because it had rum in it, and fair enough. And that Jeff Hutchison gravitated to his because it had avocados, and he lives in Fremantle, and that's kind of fitting. But I love almond milk. And I'm almond milk, and I'm Dutch, so this was my place to be. Can you talk us through the recipe in brief, Annie, if people want to give it a go?
Yes, sure. Okay, chocolate cake, Mary Johnson. One cup of warm water, mm-hmm. 2 heaped tablespoons of Dutch cocoa, 1 cup of sugar, 125 grams of butter, and 1/2 a teaspoon of bicarb soda. Now, you put that into a big saucepan. You can chop up the butter a bit and bring it to the boil, just to the boil, and then let it cool.
Let it cool, because if you add the eggs at that point, you end up with scrambled eggs.
That's right.
I nearly learnt that the hard way, Annie. Yes.
Your husband's pretty smart.
Yeah, he was supervising, yes.
So you let it cool, and then you add 2 beaten eggs. You can just beat them up with a fork. This is great because you don't have to get any other implements out. You can just do it in one pot. So beat them up in a little bowl with a fork. Fold those in. Then fold in 1.5 cups of self-raising flour.
Yeah.
Fairly gently, because if you sort of, you know, beat it too hard, it gets a very fine texture, and you want a more of a rounded texture. plus the 3/4 of a cup, or whatever you feel like, of almond meal. I just whack it in as I sort of look at the texture of the cake as you fold in the flour.
So do you sift the flour, Annie?
I do, yes.
See, we went by the recipe verbatim, and I think because you were kind enough to type it out in an email, it might have been implied, but because I'm not an experienced baker, it was not done. And so it did have a marble appearance, which Lockie didn't seem to worry about. And here we are. We got third.
Oh, so that's wonderful. So it goes into the oven in about a 20 centimetre, maybe a little bit bigger, if whatever you've got, really.
Yeah.
Not a huge one. And at 180 for about 3/4 of an hour, or until the sides sort of start to come away from the...
And then you can add the Maggie beer ganache, which is what we did.
Yes. That is so rich.
And my daughter and I, we ate the rest of it from the bowl at about 5 o'clock, which was a bad move.
Bad move for going to bed, yeah.
Oh, yeah, found that out the hard way, Annie. Well, look, I can't thank you enough for being so kind as to send it in to me. I hadn't talked about it much on air because I'm not a good baker, and I was just going to drop out.
You're a champion, because if you can do that and get third on your first cake, I think that's marvellous.
Only because of you. I did pay close attention. I'm not usually that diligent in the kitchen. Now, the least I can do is play you a song, Annie, because you looked after me. What would you like to hear this morning?
Well, I did ask you for something from that you would like to dance to, from Lindy Hop, because my girlfriend down here does that, and she might be listening.
Oh, that's wonderful.
But if you've got something like that, that would be great.
Well, you know what? Our wedding song is called Keep On Churning and has some ingredients from cooking in it, so I think that'll work just nicely. Thank you for looking out for everyone else, Annie. You have a good weekend.
And thank you so much, Christine.